Well, you may have heard of veganism, but did you know that being vegan is not just about what you eat? For many vegans, it's a whole approach to how they live their lives. For author Katrina Fox, being vegan also extends to her approach to business. She's written a guide to running a business on ethical vegan values, and it's the first of its kind. Marilyn Hetrelies went to the launch.
I'm here at Glee Books in Sydney for the launch of Vegan Ventures, the book ushering in a new era for the growth of ethical businesses. The room is full of small and large business owners, media professionals, and entrepreneurs hoping to hear tips on how to make their businesses more ethical. Author Katrina Fox thinks the world is slowly becoming a more compassionate place, and that veganism is the cornerstone of this shift. In fact, she describes non-vegans as simply being pre-vegan. Why did you decide to write Vegan Ventures, and what did you discover in the process?
Well, I wrote the book because I wanted to know how to run my own business. For a start, I've been a journalist and working as a freelancer, but I hadn't really considered it as running a business. And I thought, well, I've got a lot of books that tell you how to start and run an ordinary business, but I want to know, are there any specific challenges for vegan-run businesses? So I looked and there were no books out there, so I thought, okay, maybe this is a sign from the universe that I need to write something. So I use my journalistic skills to interview a whole bunch of people, over 60 owners of vegan-run businesses in the US, UK, Australia and Canada. And that's how the book was birthed.
And what defines an ethical business run on vegan principles?
That's a great question. So to run a business on ethical vegan principles, veganism is about the taking a stand against the exploitation and commodification of animals. So any products used in your business, whether you're selling them or you just happen to be using them in your business, should be free of animal products. So that includes obviously no animal testing and no animal-based ingredients as well.
Author of Vegan Ventures, Katrina Fox. Speaking at the launch is organisational psychologist Claire Mann, who calls Vegan Ventures a comprehensive business book laced with ethics. She says there seems to be a rising tide of awareness that there's a better way to treat animals, people and the planet, and that ethical enterprises are the way forward.
I think we're living at a time in our history when individuals are starting to question where their products, where their services come from. They're becoming acutely aware that the way we do business is having a very negative effect on people, animals and the environment. And there's a better way to do business, to be profitable and successful without abusing people, the environment and animals.
Does becoming an ethical business or a vegan business actually make business sense? Why is this important? Why would a regular business decide to go vegan?
It certainly does make business sense. It's not only a moral issue, but in fact it can result positively in, we can actually see positive results in the bottom line. So people in society, when they find out about where their products and services come from, we realise that people do not want to buy from organisations that trash the environment, abusive to animals, or take no regard of human beings. And once they start to find out about this and what goes on behind closed doors, they're looking for new solutions. And so the vegan business, whose business is underpinned by a philosophy of the non-use and exploitation of people, the environment and animals, have got a head start in this. So it's going to make business sense as well as moral sense.
Vegan psychologist Claire Mann. A nationwide survey funded by Animal Protection Institute Voiceless found that while 99% of Australians are against cruelty to animals, 98% eat animals that come from cruel intensive farming practices. And while there is still a huge divide between what people think and what they put in their mouths, people in the mainstream media are starting to take notice as more and more businesses are becoming vegan.
Well, we're certainly seeing a huge rise in veganism as a trend. We've seen it in the US, the UK, and it's now absolutely happening here in Australia and particularly in Sydney. So it's a great time to do something like that. It's a great chance, as Phil Wallen wrote in the foreword, to grab a share of a growing market. You've got a whole hungry market of people who are interested and passionate about veganism, and you can service those as well as others. And it's the right thing to do, you know. It makes you feel absolutely great, and you're making a difference. So it's business with a conscience, and you're really making a difference.
So how can vegan business owners market for non-vegans in this sort of climate?
I think they need to be honest with their customers. They need to explain why they're doing it. As humans, we love stories, so people do like to know the stories behind the business. I think as well, it comes down to breaking those stereotypes around what vegan is, because there are amazing vegan cheeses and there are amazing meat alternatives that are just as tasty and delicious.
Katrina Fox says human rights, gay rights, women's rights and animal rights are all interconnected, and that running a vegan business is a form of animal activism.
You know, to make it easy for people to embrace compassion and to embrace veganism, that's how vegan business owners and entrepreneurs will make that happen. So they're really creating a change. So I really hope that the book inspires more and more people to start and grow ethical vegan businesses. I want to walk down the high street, the airport, the shopping malls, and have every business run on ethical vegan principles, because that really is it's good for people, it's good for animals, and it's good for planet. So it's the ultimate in compassion.
Author of Vegan Ventures, Start and Grow an Ethical Business, Katrina Fox. She was speaking with Marilyn Hetrelies. And Vegan Ventures is published by Vegan Business Media.